It's looking very like the tail looks very similar. The stripe on the back is definitely looking very slimmer. You can't see the whole animal perfectly. It's not a bad vision of what she looks like, and they are remarkably different in their markings. You'd be surprised how many different combinations and markings they have, and that very strong stripe down the back isn't that common, and that she has that, and the one in the picture has that. They can move incredibly fast, so it's not a ridiculous feat, although it's quite a complicated route. She would have had to have found one of the tunnels that takes her past the railway line, or she would have had to gone straight into Harborough, and I suspect not, because that would have been very visible. She would have almost certainly kept to the fields and hedgerows. I staked out the area from about 9 o'clock last night, and then I hung around till about 1 o'clock in the morning and walked the wooded area off Slimford Leas. There have been several reports of very spooked dogs walking around in that wooded area. So sounds like it has been hanging out in that wooded area. They are very intelligent animals, and they adapt very quickly to living wild and looking after themselves. If you find it in your garden, the best thing would be to find a way to keep it contained in the garden and call me. I wouldn't approach it. They are all fully armed and dangerous with their skunk guns. And obviously, she's very friendly. She's never used it. But if she was really frightened, she might.